The Gemara in our Masechet, a little later in Daf Chav Tes, talks about different chiyuvim that the father has for a son, and two of them are to marry him off and to teach him Torah. And there's a little sugya about the relationship, how to balance these two obligations of marriage and Talmud Torah. And the Gemara says, number one, we're not getting into that sugya, the whole Machlokas of Rashi Tosfos there, but the first marker, Tana Rabbanan, Lilmo Torah Velisa Isha. What if someone has a choice? They can learn Torah or they can get married. And they have to pick which to do. Yilmo Torah V'yemachar Kach Yisa Isha. He should learn Torah first and get married later. V'yemi Efshalo B'lu Isha Yisa Isha V'yachar Lilmo Torah. But if he can't, for various reasons, manage without a wife, then he should get married first and learn Torah. But all else being equal, the Gemara says, you should learn Torah first and then get married. The rest of the Gemara, I don't want to get into the whole local sugya there, says that it might depend on the circumstances, but the way substantially all of the Mefarshim explain, if someone has the financial resources to get married and have a family and learn Torah, they're independently wealthy, then great. But let's say someone has to choose. They can either learn Torah or get married and support family. Then they should learn Torah before they get married. So apparently learning Torah is a justification for pushing off getting married and having a family. Now, why is that? Why aren't you chayav to pruvu, to get married and have a family? You know, what gives you the right to sit and learn Torah and push off having a family? What? Okay. So, perhaps that might be, that's what the Rambam says. Look at the Rambam, number two. Says the Rambam, there's a rule called Osek Mitzvah, Pater Min HaMitzvah. Okay, maybe next year we'll discuss that a little greater depth. If someone is in the middle of one mitzvah, they're Pater from another mitzvah. Even if it's a mitzvah they're really supposed to do. If they're in the middle of Hashavas Aveda, then they're Pater from giving tzedakah. If they're in the middle of Pidyon Shvuyim, they're Pater from Sukkah. If they're in the middle of getting married, they're Pater from Kriya Shema. All different examples without getting into halachah l'maaseh details mentioned in various Gemaras. Number two, says the Rambam, Ha'ish mitzuval periv rivi of aloha isho, umei masa ha'ish nischayev mitzvah zomi ben shvasrei. A man is chayim puravu and a woman is not. And at what age is a man chayev in puravu? From 17 years old. What if he becomes 20 and hasn't yet gotten married? Hariza over, then it's an aveira. Umevatal mitzvah say, it's a bit lasei. Right, there's a mitzvah say of puravu. You have to get married and try your best to have kids. Preferably when you are 17. By the time you're 20, if you don't get married, it's a bit lasei. Okay, this is an important Rambam, because what might you have said? If I read this Gemara without the Rambam, and we'll see that the Meiri does read it that way, I might have said, you know why you should get married and not you should learn Torah and not get married? Because there's no rush to get married. What's the big deal? You can get married now, you can have kids now, you can have kids later. There's no rush. It's like, am I allowed to learn Torah from 6 to 7 a.m. and sit in the sukkah, you know, and sit in the sukkah later or shake a lulav later? Yeah, I have all day to do it. There's not a rush. So I might have said the principle is just there's no rush to get married. If you can manage without a wife, you can have kids later. You're not 80 years old. There's plenty of time. There's no rush. In which case, this Gemara would not have been such a big chiddush. Of course, learn Torah and then get married, because there's always a rush to learn Torah, and there's no rush to get married. The Rambam doesn't think so. The Rambam thinks there is a rush to get married. He thinks there's mamash achiv to get married by 20, and if not, you're mevatel mitzvah tasei. You have a formal halachic obligation not to get married and have kids someday. You have a formal halachic obligation to get married and have kids now. So how can you neglect that obligation? So he says, if someone was really busy in Torah, holding in Torah, and he was afraid to get married, because then he'll have to work hard for a living and he won't be able to learn Torah anymore. Harezem mutar lehitacher. Then he can delay marriage. Why shall osik mitzvah pater min mitzvah? Osik mitzvah is pater min mitzvah. Because she came to Talmud Torah, in the middle of one mitzvah, you're pater for another mitzvah. Kolshkein, if you're in the middle of learning Torah, you're pater from a mitzvah. Right? If shaking a lulav pater you from another mitzvah, then for sure learning Torah pater you from another mitzvah, because learning Torah is the most important. So the Rambam explains what's the basis of this Gemara in Chidushin, Chaf Tes Amud Beis, Chaf Tes Amud Beis, I think I said, Yil Mod Torah, Ve'acharka Yisa Isha. Why? Why is that true? So you could have said, because there's no chiyuv to fulfill pru urevu right away. In which case, it's pashut, it's just an etzah tova. Yeah, you could get married now, later, halachically it's all the same. Etzah tova, learn Torah and then get married, so you won't have to go out and work. However, okay, this question of whether it's a mitzvah to have kids right away, or there's no rush, is a big nafkamina in many aspects of life. But the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch paskins not that way. The Rambam paskins that it's a bit lassay if you're 20 and you haven't been married. Says the Rambam, there is a chiyuv to fulfill pru urevu right away. So how can you neglect it? But Osek, the Talmud Torah, is Potter min HaMitzvah. Okay, this is based on the principle that Osek B'Mitzvah, Potter Min HaMitzvah, Kol and Osek B'Talmud Torah.
The Rambam's also assuming that it's qualitative in nature as well.
What do you mean?
Meaning you can do both in theory, but...
No, he's talking about a guy who can't do both because he's sitting and learning all day. He's not talking about nowadays. Nowadays, everyone's parents just support them. He's talking in the old days when your parents didn't have money to support you. So if you had a wife and kids, and there was no bituach lumi, there was no this, there was no that. Like you either starved to death or you went and or you worked all day.
Yeah, but even if you're poor, there's no excuse to not learn Torah.
No, okay, good. We'll come back to that. He's obviously talking about being able to sit and learn all day. Obviously, even if you're working for a living, you find time to learn here and there. Right. Okay. Good. So let's come back to that. Here's the fundamental problem. There's a fundamental problem with this Rambam. Which is it true that Osek B'Talmud Torah is Patur Min HaMitzvah or not? I mean, it's very explicit in the second Makor on the sheet that it's true. The only problem is it's very explicit on the third Makor that it's not true. Says the Rambam in Hilchos Talmud Torah, Ein lecha mitzvah v'chol mitzvahs kulun shishkula k'neged Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah k'neged kol mitzvahs. No mitzvah is equal to Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah equals all the mitzvahs put together. Shat Talmud made the ma'isa, because learning leads to doing. Lefikha Talmud kodun ma'isa v'chol makum. Learning always... it takes precedence to Maisa. So far, sounds like learning Torah is doche mitzvos. But if you look at Gimel, Halacha Dalet, he says, "Hayu l'fan v'asiyas mitzvah tamo Torah." You're learning, and you could keep learning or do a mitzvah. If someone else could do the mitzvah, like let's say the mitzvah is collecting tzedakah, but there are other people who are collecting tzedakah, there are other gabbai tzedakah. Let's say the mitzvah is. I don't know, visiting sick people in the hospital. But there are enough people to visit the sick people in the hospital. Or the mitzvah is going to a funeral. But there are a lot of people going to the funeral already. Then, he says, Lo yafshik talmudu, you shouldn't interrupt, you should keep learning. Meaning, if you don't have to do the mitzvah, someone else will do the mitzvah, you should keep learning. Vim lav, what if no one else, what if you have to do the mitzvah? Let's say it's Levi and there aren't enough people, you have to go. Or a sick person to visit in the hospital, and there's no one else to visit them. Or... let's say you have to, blow shofar or shake a lulav or things that no one else could do for you, right? Personal obligations. Says the Rambam, yasa ha-mitzvah, you should interrupt and do the mitzvah, v'yachsul talmudo, and then go back and learn. Right, the Rambam sounds like if you're in the middle of learning, you interrupt your learning for a mitzvah that you have to do. I mean, and where's the Rambam get it from? It's a mefurish gemara in Moed Katan. Okay, there are two drushas. One, at least the drusha I put in Makor 4 here is definitely... talking about this case, Hadar Yasvi become Ibailahu, Ksiv Yukarhimi Pnina Mikolchav Techolo Yishvuba. End quote of Pasuk, beginning of Drasha, Hachef Tishmaim Yishvuba, end of Drasha. One Pasuk says about Torah, it's more valuable than pearls, and all of your business is not as important as Torah. Okay, but Hashem's mitzvos take precedence. But another Pasuk says, Ksiv Chochafatzim Yishvuba, any business does not take precedence over Torah. Afilu chetzi shemayim liyishba. Even mitzvos should not take precedence over Torah. So what's the answer? Kamei mitzvos sheyafshal lasos lidei acherim. Kamei mitzvos sheyafshal lasos lidei acherim. Right? It's a mefurish gemara in Moed Katan. That what takes precedence? If someone else could do the mitzvah, you don't have to. right? Let's say someone else is going to visit a sick person in the hospital. I'm not chayiv to, right? Someone else is, someone else is going to collect tzedakah. I'm not chayiv to. I mean, I don't go visit every sick person in the hospital. I don't go to every wedding. I don't go to every funeral, right? So then, of course, I should learn Torah. You know, instead of volunteering for an unnecessary, instead of volunteering for an optional mitzvah, I should learn Torah. But if you have an obligatory mitzvah, if no one else can do it, you have to do it. It's your personal obligation. Then you interrupt your Torah. As the Meiri comments on this Gemara, number 5, Afal Pisha Amra Osig Mitzvah Patra Mena Mitzvah, even though if you're in the middle of one mitzvah, you're Patra another mitzvah. Ein Talmud Torah Bechlal Zeh. Talmud Torah doesn't have this rule. Ela Misha Yosig Gator Ve'ir Mitzvah Liyado. But if someone's learning, there's a mitzvah. And Efter Losa Mitzvah Liyacheir Me'im Levat Oleha. V'yal Shivin Bitla Meisla Otsas HaMeisla Achnas Kal Shaf Emi Efter Vachir Mbroi La Shakol Tzrich Lenar Bechavod. V'yim Efter Loi Deyacheir Gon She'in Shem Roi La Elohu. Oshi mitzvah amutel sal gufo and lula v'shofar kibud ava emik first makes mitzvah makom she'in lo kovrim domeyan ha mitzvah kodemus mevatel talmud torah kadei le kaima ve'ein amav ki chiyuv me'olav v'kiyum mitzvahs talmud torah v'afilo mitzvah kala. What? Okay, hold that thought for half a second. Okay, says to me here, he says very clearly, even though osig mitzvah patur min mitzvah, osig b'torah is not patur min mitzvah. If you don't have to do it, then don't do it. But if you have to do it, like Achnasas Kala and Alvayis Hameis when they need you, because there aren't enough people to honor them yet, or a mitzvah that you personally have to do, then you interrupt your learning. And as he ends with, we won't read all the way to the end, V'afal pi shah osek b'mitzvah patur mina mitzvah, lo namar came b'talmud Torah. Osek b'mitzvah is patur mina mitzvah, but osek b'talmud Torah is not patur mina mitzvah. That is just, so far he, the last line of the Meir will come back to, he's interpreting. So far he hasn't interpreted, he's just sort of summarized this Gemara. Osek b'mitzvah is not patur mina mitzvah. Now, for the Meiri, let's just go back for a second. If Osek b'Torah is not patur mina mitzvah, how does he explain this Gemara we started with? So I think Pasha, the Meiri's no problem. This is, he would just say, oh, it's not that Osek b'mitzvah is patur mina mitzvah. You know why you can learn and not get and not have kids? Because there's no rush to have kids. Because the Meiri's l'shitaso in Makor 6, when he talks about why the Gemara says you should get married by 20, he doesn't say it's a mitzvah to get married by 20. He says in number 6, "Olam yisa adam isha v'achrusu k'loshul yasmin gedulo berhurim raim." Person should always get married young so that he doesn't grow up with a lot of bad herhurim. Umachshavas nachrios and improper thoughts. Shemay achrus shehisman atzvahem le'olam afla achshe yishul yivatochem. So once you get used to them, even after you get married, you can't be sure that you will be safe from them. V'ikar perkei nizav mi'arbas reishon olamala, and the ikar time is 14 and up. Derech ha'ara, okay, we're not passing halacha ma'aseh when to get married nowadays. It's more complicated. It's not our topic. Derech ha'ara, amar echad me'achachamim. One of the chachamim expressed it thus. An nesidnim shitzav, v'yihav nesidnim v'arbasar v'emil satna gira v'enei. I got married at 16. If I would have got married at 14, I would have told off the satna. V'kol makam v'chom shigila esrim v'lanasa. However, if someone's 20 didn't get married, enu nitzel kol yama me'erhurim. He's never going to be saved from her shehisman behem that he did a lot of. Elam kenum and yichidim, unless he's very special and very strong. There's a fundamental machlokas Meiri and Rambam here about what's this age of 20. The Rambam says 20 is a chiyuv of puravum. You're chayv to puravum by 20. Otherwise, a bit lasay. The Meiri says no. 20 is just that's a lot of herhurim. It could be a bad pattern of herhurim unless you're very strong. Okay, but if you're strong and you can avoid the herhurim, then there's no rush. The Meiri never says that there's a rush to do puravum by 20. There's no rush to do the mitzvah puravum. Do the mitzvah puravum whenever it's convenient for you. Do the mitzvah puravu now, do the mitzvah puravu later. There's no rush to do puravu. Just make sure you don't have herhurim. Okay, so let's say you were shtark and you took care of you avoided the herhurim. Then for the Meiri, it's great. There's no chiyuv to do puravu right away. Nah, you get married young if you have herhurim. But if you don't have herhurim, there's no mitzvah to do puravu right away. So of course get married and then learn Torah. Not because of osik mitzvah, osik talmud Torah, potter mina mitzvah. But the Rambam now is going to have a bit of a problem, because the Gemara in Moed Katan, Daf Tes, I think here I quoted from Amud Beis, maybe if it's from Amud Aleph, going on to Amud Beis, says, Osek, the Talmud Torah, what's the rule? Mitzvah she'efshar al yedei acherim. Keep learning. Mitzvah she'i efshar al yedei acherim, then you should interrupt your learning
for the mitzvah.
That seems to show pretty clearly that someone who's osik in learning is not pukkur from mitzvos. And then that creates a stira for this Rambam. By the way, anyone want to just suggest, why would it be that here would be the, how would the Meiri learn this? What's the svar of this Gemara Mankatan? The Meiri would say, because osik b'torah, eino pater min mitzvos. But in here, he's not chayiv in that mitzvah anyway. Right? So if you're not chayiv anyway because someone else can do it and it's optional, who should be on the chesed committee? Optional, whoever wants to. Right? As long as someone's going to do it. But then you should keep learning. You should keep learning not optional mitzvahs. But if there's a real mitzvah, then osik b'torah is not pater min mitzvos. Why, by the way, would osik b'torah not be pater min mitzvos? Like, Torah is a mitzvah, right? Torah is one of the 613 mitzvos, is learning Torah. So why isn't osik b'torah pater min mitzvos? He's an osik b'mitzvah. So Chesky tells us the pshat of the Birkei Yosef in number 7. Says the Birkei Yosef here, he's trying to explain why the Rambam doesn't paskin like the opinion that people who are sofrim, who are writing Sifrei Torah and tefillin and mezuzahs, are potter from the mitzvos. So he says, why not? Why aren't they potter from mitzvos? Let's say a guy's a sofer all day long. Why is he potter from mitzvos? Because he's doing the mitzvah of writing the Sefer Torah. So the answer is, well, because all day long he's doing one mitzvah, he can't be potter from all the other mitzvos, then he'd never do the other mitzvos. Osig mitzvah, potter from mitzvahs. If you're osig in a mitzvah once, you're potter from other mitzvos while you're doing it. But if you're osig in a mitzvah all the time, then how can you be potter from all the other mitzvos? Then you won't have the mitzvos. So says the Birkei Yosef, that's the Chidah, number 7. That's Halcha, Berchav, Kiyata, Archav, Adivar, Od Ma'at, Aramam, Gami, Talmud, Yidon, Kriyaf, Dach, Reis, Berkei Yoshan, Hayoshin, Dekosve, Siv, Stam, Lav, the Samchu. We don't pass like that, Bryce. Said the Chazin, Perakam, the Shabbos of Asitim, of Sikin, the Kriyashma, Mike's Mamer, Drab, Yochan, Gon, Onam, of Sikin, the Kriyashma, being the Tefillah. We interrupt our learning for Kriyashma and Tefillah, Velekma, and the Polygalay, and no one disagrees. Right? We interrupt learning for davening. Right, that shows osik in learning is not potter from mitzvos. Gam per kamadori katan rabbi kori dechol chavetzer v'chol chavatzer mishani kam mitzvah she'efshal asot diachir mechuli. Likewise, when katan we say you interrupt your learning for a mitzvah that has to be done. Umashma the after osik b'tamot Torah yifsof the mitzvah. Even if you're in the middle of learning, you should interrupt to do a mitzvah. She'efshal asot diachir if no one else is going to do it. So the mashma also Rashi tells us for rabbi per gimel tamot Torah. Hari kain lo osik mitzvah potter from a mitzvah. Ah, but osik b'mitzvah is potter from a mitzvah. Below plug in efshal asot diachir below. Osek mitzvah potter from all mitzvahs, whether someone else is going to do it or not. If I'm an osek mitzvah, I'm potter from all mitzvahs. So why, if I'm osek with Talmud Torah, am I not potter from all mitzvahs? Well, mashma the kinnim are osek with potter me'acheres k'mo shekasev rit v'aran per kam dekdushin kashi hoksa hoksa umurchav l'chali k'mo shechilaknu. Like Chesky said, the shani mitzvah haba me'es le'es v'in etadiris. There's a difference. A mitzvah that comes once in a while potters you from other mitzvahs for that hour, or that day, or that week. But the mitzvah shidiris, a mitzvah that's all the time, the chobaz gavra, yom yom gabia, v'lai chavit. You have to learn Torah all the time. Ain't nucky. You're never exempt from learning Torah. Kachol shedi barnu, like we explained. Right? And therefore, you can't say if you learn Torah, you're potter from mitzvahs. Because since you learn Torah all the time, you'd be potter from mitzvahs all the time. And then, why did God give the Torah? Right? Why did he tell us to do mitzvahs if you're potter all the time?
Well, you could minimize it too.
But how do you know how to minimize it? How do you know where to draw the line? You
just figure that out.
Okay, the domino de kosei stam nami tzadr asper zedinu de mifsik even akelo inakim kol mitzvos. Likewise, if you're writing Sefer Torah, you have to interrupt. You're not potter from mitzvos. The potter lemishkach shalish yiptur tzadr. Because if you exempt him, he'd always be potter from mitzvos. Shalom olayim all mitzvos kol yimei. He never do mitzvos his whole life. Chi halo amra hosik mitzvah potter from mitzvah. What's he saying? He's saying something you do all the time can't potter you from other mitzvos. It doesn't make sense. Because then imagine, someone said, learn Torah all the time, you're potter from all mitzvos. You'll never sit in a sukkah. You'll never shake a lulav. You'll never say halal. That's ridiculous. Can't be. Right? And therefore, that's what the Birkei Yosef says. Why? Says the Birkei Yosef. Because since Talmud Torah is constant, you can't be constantly potter min mitzvos. That's reductio ad absurdum. It can't be that you're always potter from mitzvos. That, like, you would never shake a lulav. Because there's always more Torah to learn. So therefore, it must be that learning Torah does not potter from mitzvos. The Me'iri himself takes a different approach. If we go back to the last line of 5, just the last line of marker 5 says, Lo nemar came to Talmud Torah, hol ve'ikrali dias kim shar mitzvos. Says, what's the point of Talmud Torah? The point of Talmud Torah is to know how to do the other mitzvos. Why do we learn Torah? So we'll know how to do the mitzvos. But what's ikr, what's tafel? The ikr is doing the mitzvos. Learning Torah is just to know how to do the mitzvos. Therefore, of course we stop learning and in order to do mitzvos. Because the whole point of learning Torah is to know how to do mitzvos. So of course you wouldn't be potter from mitzvos. Says the Me'iri, because the whole point of learning is to know halachos of how to do mitzvos, and therefore, so it wouldn't make sense for learning to exempt you from mitzvos. If the whole point of learning is in order to do mitzvos, then it wouldn't make sense that you're exempt from mitzvos because you're learning, because the whole point of learning is in order to do mitzvos. Notice the difference between the Me'iri here and the Birkei Yosef. The Birkei Yosef gives a technical explanation as to why Osei the Torah is not potter than mitzvos. Oh, just because it would be too much. It would be too much. You know, the Me'iri gives a philosophical explanation. Because learning Torah is fundamentally just preparatory to doing mitzvos. So, like, how could the preparation potter you from the Iker?
So why for the Me'iri not even Efshali De'Acher?
Okay, so why not even Efshali De'Acher? So that's a good question. I think the answer might be because since you're learning halachos of many mitzvos that will come up many times, so it's better to learn halachos and know how to do many mitzvos than to just do one mitzvah now that's going to happen anyway. That what difference does it make? Okay, but you shouldn't be satisfied with this Me'iri in any case. You should be upset at me. You are. Okay, you just have a smile. You just always fulfill the words of Beis Shammai. Yes. Now, let's go back to the Rambam. We're still stuck in the Rambam. In the Rambam, if Osek B'mitzvah is not, and it's not, it's such a strong stira. On the one hand, Osek B'Talmud Torah is not potter from mitzvos. On the other hand, what does the Rambam say in Hilchos Ishas? Kol Shekein Osek B'Talmud Torah is potter from mitzvos. How do you say Kol Shekein is potter from mitzvos if it's not even potter from mitzvos at all? Right? It's like in a katzah la katzah. It's taka doesn't pot you for mitzvos, and then he says kol shekein pot you for mitzvos. So something in the Rambam is a little strange. So how do we answer up the Rambam? Okay, anyone want to answer up the Rambam? Right?
There's one suggestion. Could it be that the mitzvah for people in the arts is one not on the individual, but on the greater community as a whole? In which case, that's Charlie Day
Clarion.
For the right person.
Good. So Isaac is suggesting maybe Puravu is not like Sukkah and Shofar and Lulav that is my personal obligation. Maybe Puravu is like Bikur Cholim and Halvayat Sameis, that someone has to do it, but as long as someone does it, that's good enough.
Right?
Obviously, a lot of someone's, right? Without getting into statistics, right? So I think saying, look, Puravu Meluas Haaretz means that humanity, or let's say we assume there's a Jewish people, have a unique view of Puravu, so the Jewish people need to reproduce. We can't let the Jewish people die out, right? We can't all become very westernized and start having, you know, 1.2 kids per family, etc. And then chas v'shalom in 3 generations, no one will be left. No, we have to continue the Jewish people and grow the Jewish people. Yeah, but it doesn't matter if I do it or you do it. As long as someone has kids, that's good enough. And if we assume we're talking about a regular circumstance where it's not like no one else is having kids and I have to get up and be the only one with a big family. Nah, I'm living and next to me, this guy's 8 kids, this guy's 7 kids, this guy's 5 kids, and there's plenty of kids being had. Maybe that's good enough. That is exactly the answer of the Maharam Shik in Makar 8. Says the Maharam Shik, Amnam mita'am chash bittul Torah shaper dummy. You're allowed to delay marriage because of bittul Torah. Dari pasak in a rama perktes vavmehos ishas da filu rach chash v'yachashash v'yorish yisbatel mutal olis acher. You can delay marriage for Torah. V'im chashka nafsho b'torah mutal olvatel gamri. And we'll get to that. Rav Chana says it's not a heter, it's a tor, but maybe even can be mevatel gamri from having kids. For rama nasan tamul zemshim to osik mitzvah b'torin. The rama says because osik mitzvah b'torin a mitzvah. Uvehem is tamzeh kashali alav. I have trouble. I have a cash on this reason of osing mitzvah patur min mitzvah. The osing b'tori patur kol mitzvah mois b'torah. Is it true that osing b'torah is patur min mitzvah? We know it's not true. Chinek shiv yisham per kam tisham sof alav amedchi. Less the rishim and alomein amenas lasos v'chuli alomein am shalom amenas lasos. Roy lo shlo nivra says nim shalom. You think Rav Shimon Bar Yochai thinks that you don't have to do mitzvahs if you're learning Torah? Don't we know you have to learn amenas lasos? He has the same kasha from Cotton. So he has the kasha from the Rambam. What's his answer? Prove someone else could do for you. The main point is just that we should fill the world. It doesn't matter if I have kids. It matters that there are kids. That's exactly what Ben Azai says. Other people can populate the world. That's why Ben Azai, who was never stopped learning, doesn't have to interrupt his learning at all, and other people can have kids.
Okay,
so most people who don't learn all the time should get married. But if you're really learning all the time, you don't have to get married. And if you're afraid you won't be able to learn, you don't have to get married. Well, Fizeh says, basically what he says is that you don't have a personal obligation to puruvu. There's a communal obligation to puruvu.
Isn't that what ship is?
That's what it sounds like to me.
Yeah.
Now, does that mean no one has to do it? No, like without getting into shivyon banetel, if there's a communal obligation, then everyone who's not very, very busy with something else has to do their share. Okay, but since it's a communal obligation, those who are not busy with learning Torah will do their share, even those who are busy. But those who are super busy with learning Torah and really, really can't be distracted at all, so Seder, everyone else will pick up the slack, it'll be okay. Ulfize says, a kavanah bar Rambam, you can delay as much as you want. You're until you stop worrying. The shaper pasuk Rambam, the Rambam was correct. The loshon ha'osek mitzvah potter eino ekratam. It's not really because osek mitzvah is potter min a mitzvah. Really, osek Torah is not potter min a mitzvah. The reason is really because other people could do it. Now you see how this little duck. What's the answers? Let's give the answers for the Rambam. One is the Maharam Shik. The Maharam Shik says, Pru Urevu, Efshar, Al Yedei, Achirim. Pru Urevu is Efshar, Al Yedei, Achirim. Okay, and the tricky part is he has to say, it's not really because Osek Torah is Patim and a mitzvah. It's really because you don't have to do this mitzvah because other people do the mitzvah for you. It's also a big chiddush, say Pru Urevu is not a personal obligation. Didn't we always learn that, right? That, you know, that everyone has to get married and everyone has to get kids, to have kids, right? We never said you could, like, look around, and if you calculate out that everyone's way over the average right now, then, yeah, you could be lazy about it. It's a big chiddush that puruvu is not a personal obligation. You tell me Beaker Cholin's not a personal obligation, I understand. If I don't go visit the sick people in the hospital, someone else will go, as long as there's someone else, right? Tell me, Halboy Yisameis, if I don't go to the funeral, as long as there's other people to go to the funerals. To tell me that, you know, if I'm telling politics, if I don't go into politics, other people will go into politics, Seder. If I don't be a gabbai in the shul, someone else will. But puruvu, I always thought it was a personal obligation, right? The Rambam made it sound that way. Once you get to 20, it's an avera. It sounds like it's a personal obligation. So this is a big chiddush. Big chiddush. And he has to make the lashon of Osek Potter Min HaMitzvah into Lav Davka, which is exactly what he says, right? He says that, it's not really because Osek Torah is Potter Min Mitzvahs. Chas v'shalom. Of course Osek Torah has to do mitzvahs. It's because other people can have kids. Okay, big chiddush.
According to this Rambam, it still doesn't answer why the number 20 also. This doesn't give any.
Correct. Okay, we're not necessarily going to answer that today. Although that is a really, really important question, and it would be kedai too, but I don't know if we are. The number 10 in the let's even go to number 9. The Shulchan Aruch Rav, the Baal HaTanya, the first Lubavitcher to Rebbe, Rav Shneur Zalman of Liadi, he had a great chav to explain this Rambam. He has a fundamental sheet in Talmud Torah. Anyone remember the fundamental chiddush of the Shulchan Aruch Rav in Talmud Torah? Yeah, very famous chiddush in Talmud Torah.
Everyone must
that, okay, but just take it back for a second. There are tzvei dinim in Talmud Torah, right? The Shulchan Aruch Rav held there are two different mitzvahs of Talmud Torah. What are the two different mitzvahs? Number one, to know the Torah. And number two, to learn the Torah. There's a mitzvah to learn, to do the act of learning, and there's a mitzvah to have the result of knowing Torah. And now, you might have said, okay, there's one mitzvah. One mitzvah is to know Torah, you have to learn together. There's one mitzvah to learn Torah, and then when you learn it, you know it. He says there's really two different mitzvahs. There's one mitzvah to know the Torah, and there's another mitzvah to learn the Torah. And therefore, he says, you know what? I can answer this stira. When it comes to Oseg mitzvah, Patur mina mitzvah, there's a difference between these two mitzvahs. Says the Shulchan Aruch Rav number 9, the chomi shadaita v'kach z'chrona yafa sh'yuchal lilmod v'lizkar kol ha-Torah shebal peh kula. Anyone who's a good mind that he can learn and remember all of Torah shebal peh. Harei zeh lo yisa isha sh'yilmod t'chila Torah shebal peh. He shouldn't get married till he knows all of Torah shebal peh. Kula. All, now, what is Torah shebal peh? It doesn't mean every book in the library. All Torah shebal peh just means kol halachos b'tameim b'derech tzara. All halachos and their reasons behind them, you know, very, you know, in a concise form. Shein perish kol tariyog mitzvos, which is the perish of the 613 mitzvos, na'im b'tikdukim b'tikdukim sofrim, with their conditions and their details and the details that Chacham added. Right, so you should first learn, basically, he says, like, all you have to do is just learn, like, all of Shulchan Aruch with all the, like, svaras, like, where everything comes from. And then you know kol Torah kula. It's not so hard. So everyone has to know kol Torah kula. Just like every halacha and where it comes from, what the story behind it is. You don't have to know every possible kasha you could ask on everything and have to answer it. Just know every halacha and the reason behind it. You have to know kol Torah kula. And then get married. And then there's still a mitzvah to learn. So you'll be ma'ayin, mefalpel. You'll still learn more your whole life. However much you can. But if you get married first, then you'll have a burden around your neck of having to support your wife and kids, and you won't be able to learn Torah. And you won't be able to know all the halachas and their reasons. You won't be able to know the Torah. The Ikar Torah Shal Peh. Therefore, the mitzvah of Yediyas HaTorah is Doche Puruvu. Even though it's a big mitzvah. Afshi Gedol Mechol Mitzvah. Even though Puruvu is a big mitzvah. V'hu Shein Yitzvah Misgaber Lov. As long as your Yitzvah Har is not overcoming you, V'yuchal Limo Blu Ruhu Yavera, and you're not having Ruhu Yavera, Rak Shu Talisa Kedei Lisa Kayim Mitzvah Puru Yavera. You want to know, should I do Puruvu or should I keep learning? You're potter from Puruvu. It is pushed aside by Talmud Torah, which is equivalent to all mitzvahs. And they never said in Moikotin that you interrupt a mitzvah, learning to do a mitzvah that no one else is going to do. That's only to interrupt temporarily. Which is only interrupting your learning, but you'll still end up knowing. He makes a diuk in the Rambam in number 3, says the Rambam that you should interrupt your learning, do a mitzvah, v'yachzol talmud, and go back to learn. Says, if it's just losing a few minutes of learning, then mitzvah beats learning. Mitzvah beats Talmud Torah, beats the limud of Talmud Torah. You learn an hour less, go do a mitzvah. You learn 2 hours less, go do a mitzvah. You learn 10 minutes less, go do a mitzvah. That's the limud side. But the yediyah side, that beats all the mitzvos. To know, if it's taking off an hour, that's not going to change whether you know Torah or not. But getting married and going to work 9 to 5 every day, that might prevent you from knowing Torah. So puruvu, which requires you to go out and get a job, again, excuse the anachronistic, just in the old days you had to get a job when you were married with kids, that was just the messias. Nowadays, we're Baruch Hashem, Mashiach's already halfway here. So that way you can halfway miss that day without a job. but in those days, they were far from Mashiach. So getting married meant 9 to 5 job. So Puruvu is up against Yediyas HaTorah. If you have to work 9 to 5 and you haven't finished Shas and Shulchan Aruch yet, then you're never going to know Torah. Yediyas HaTorah beats mitzvos. That's this Rambam. This Rambam is talking about, I interrupt to go visit a sick person for 1 hour. I'm not going to not know Torah because I took off 1 hour. That's just an hour of limud. I'm going to miss an hour of limud. Mitzvah beats limud. Yediyas HaTorah beats mitzvos. And mitzvos beats yediyas HaTorah. That's the tzvei dinim answer of the Shulchan Aruch Rav. Says the Shulchan Aruch Rav. Shulchan Aruch Rav says the Shulchan Aruch Rav, he says, mitzvahs yediyas haTorah is poter mikol hamitzvos, but mitzvahs limud haTorah does not pater from the mitzvos. So it's no stira. Taking off an hour is only a pagam in your limud. It's not going to change your yediyah. And therefore, it doesn't pater you from mitzvos, but going to get a job and leaving yeshiva and going to get a job, pruravu, that will might prevent you from having a yediyah. And if it's going to keep you from having a yediyah, then yediyah satorah is more important than all mitzvos.
Can't we make a similar chiluk to the Shulchan Aruch Rav without having trade union in Talmud Torah, just saying that the sugya and kedushin is talking about a tremendous bittul of pruravu and supporting a family, and the sugya and katan is talking about a bittul of taking off an hour to do
this. Make it quantitative instead of qualitative. Just say a big bittul Torah pops you from mitzvos, but a small bittul Torah doesn't pop you from mitzvos.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't make it tzvei dinim, just make it big and small. Okay, the tricky part always is alpilundus, like if it's just quantitative, like why should more quantity really change the equation?
But it's
unless
also,
you say it's just more on the scale.
It's also qualitative. It's endless. You have to support a family is much different than
okay.
Any other.
Okay, says Zev, you don't have to be specific as the Shulchan Aruch Rav, right? This is more general version of the Shulchan Aruch Rav. He just says that
what other mitzvah do we have that is going to take the entire rest of your life?
The big picture quality of your learning is poter min mitzvos, but every minute of learning, you don't have to say because it's veidinim, you're saying. Every minute of learning is not poter min mitzvos, but your asek in learning in general, you have to leave yeshiva. Being in yeshiva versus leaving yeshiva is poter from mitzvos, right? Taking off an hour is not poter from mitzvos.
But I was also saying the chiluk more is on what type of what the bittul is. Meaning the bittul of pruravu is the only mitzvah.
Right. Well, I think we're saying the same thing in different words, though. Okay. Now we don't have much time. I have to get to what Rav Lichtenstein thought about this Rambam. Rav Lichtenstein thought to answer this Rambam, he started with the Netziv. In number 10, the Netziv actually discusses this in at least three other places that I know of. But this is from his Shut. He discussed it twice in the Sheltos and once in his Chidushim on Shas. He says, as a matter of the hour of late, I might just read it outside. In Makor 10, says the Netziv, he says, I was wondering about the Lush of this Rambam, and I had this Kasha on the Rambam, and you, the person who he's writing letters back and forth to, his correspondent, I think is the word, says that, the reason is because you can always do Puruvu later. That's why Torah Pater from Puruvu. And he said, but that's not what the Rambam says. The Rambam says, O sleep mitzvah, Pater min mitzvah. So it doesn't really make sense. Like, fine, that's a very nice Me'iri side. He doesn't say in those words. But the Rambam says, O sleep mitzvah, Pater min mitzvah. And you're still stuck. Like, O sleep mitzvah, Pater min mitzvah means a Ptor. Okay, so what do you do with the Rambam? So Rav Lichtenstein said, Kacha. He said he thinks the Rambam has a totally different approach to this Gemara in Moed Katan. This is one Svara. But there's another Svara. And this is Rav Lichtenstein thought was the Rambam Svara. Obviously, he can't prove it, right? But he thought there was another Svara. So maybe we will just... the truth is I found a few places I've seen in a lot of modern day Achronos, so we'll call it Rav Lichtenstein, but if you look in the Yeshivish Svarim, you'll find this in a few of the modern day Rosh Yeshivas. Says Rav Lichtenstein, and it's really, as many Makoros, this was his approach to it. He says, nope, we misunderstood the whole point of that Gemara Moed Katan. Really, what really wins? Right, we were assuming mitzvahs really beat Talmud Torah. Either for a technical reason, because Talmud Torah is all the time, and then it's not fair to make it win, or for philosophical reasons, because Torah is only preparatory to mitzvos.
Says Rav Lichtenstein, Torah is not only preparatory to mitzvos. He says, maybe the Meiri think so. I have another one of my Rebbeim that even the Meiri couldn't think so. But maybe the Meiri could think so. But he says, but no, but that's not our Masorah. You look in Pshat in the Gemara. Does it sound like in the Gemara, the Amorim are only learning things that might come up, like in their towns, so they'll know how to paskin? Or were they learning Kachim and Taros? I mean, some of them lived when they were Taros, but none of the Amorim lived when they were Kachim. You know, and they were Mefalpel in the Torah, and they were interested in every possible case and how to darch in every possible pasuk. Right? They weren't just want, didn't just want to know Paskin Halacha Maisa. There's a famous Beis Halevi, number 12, I won't read inside. There's a famous Beis Halevi who says that there are two aspects of Talmud Torah. Number one, you have to know the halachos of how to do the mitzvos. Right? I mean, it's not okay to spend your whole life learning Zvachim and not know how to keep Shabbos. But number two, he says, the Iker mitzvah of Talmud Torah, he says, is just to learn Talmud Torah Lishma. Lishma means his Masorah from Rav Chaim Volozhin, and I won't go into all of Rav Chaim Volozhin's philosophy about this. Lishma means just to learn Torah, not to know how to do anything. Not for Torah to be tafel or a preparation for anything else. Torah is an end in and of itself. He even says very harshly in this famous Beis Halevi in Makor 12, the Gemara says, why was the Beis HaMikdash destroyed? Al Shlo Berchu B'Torah Tchila, because they didn't say Berchus HaTorah. Says, what do you mean they didn't say Birkas HaTorah? What do you mean, like they lost a page in their sitter? Like, what's the big deal they didn't say Birkas HaTorah? You want to say someone stole $1 million? I see the Yitzhahara. Why would they not say Birkas HaTorah? Says, they thought the only reason to learn Torah is to know how to do mitzvah. So Torah is only a hechsher mitzvah. It's only a preparatory step. You don't say a bracha on a hechsher mitzvah, on a preparatory step. They didn't realize Torah was an end in and of itself. Learning Torah is an end in and of itself. It's not just a preparatory step. It's its own end. And Itaka says the Churban happened. Because people thought you only needed to learn in order to know what to do on Shabbos and what bracha to say on tomato soup, and they didn't realize that Torah was an end in and of itself. And the Gra also is points out the famous Rishalmi in Peah number 11, which says the whole world is not even worth one word of Torah, and even all the mitzvahs together are not worth one word of Torah. The Gra says Torah is so much more important than other mitzvahs. Every word of Torah is equivalent to all the mitzvahs. So how many words of Torah can you say in a minute? Much less an hour, a week, a year, etc. Right? Torah is, in and of itself, is much more significant than all the mitzvahs. Really, Torah is the most important. Now, this is the famous Masorah, the Baal HaTanya and the Nefesh HaChayim, even though there are different sides of the big political dispute of Hasidim and Snagdim in those days, both had similar ideas about Talmud Torah, and they said that Talmud Torah is the best way to connect with the Ribbono Shel Olam, with Hashem. Because we can't know Hashem's essence, because he's beyond us. All we can know is his will. And his will is revealed in the Torah. So if we learn Torah, then that's the best way of coming close and knowing Hashem. And there are many explanations all the Mefarshim as to how Talmud Torah is the best way of connecting with Hashem. The Rav talked about how Talmud Torah is the greatest Kabbalah Zol Malchus Shamayim. It's very nice. God says, shake a palm branch. You shake a palm branch. You listen to him. That's Kabbalah Zol Malchus Shamayim. That's only outwardly. Right, that's only in your hands, not in your mind and your heart. How do you do Kabbalah Zol Malchus Shamayim in your mind and your heart? You take what Hashem's mitzvahs and you learn them and fill your mind with them and make your refashion your personality based on them. That's a real Kabbalah Zol Malchus Shamayim. That's really becoming godly. You can become godly by shaking things and by sitting in things and by eating things and all the other mitzvahs ma'asiyot. But to become godly on the most pnimius level, you need to bring the Torah into your pnimius, bring Hashem into your pnimius, which can only be done through Talmud Torah, explains the Rav. And even Torah Mevila de Maisa, the Gemara says, Torah is great because it leads to action. So there are different ways to interpret that, the Meiri would say, because then you know what to do on Shabbos. But the Chazon Ish has a long essay in the middle of his Sefer Emunah B'Tachon. He says, you know, someone who learns Torah, that internally turns them into the kind of person who does all the actions of the Torah because they become a good person. The famous Masorah for Rav Haigon, number 13, that you're not going to find Zrizus, Anava, Tyre, and Kedusha except for people who learn Gemara. And it's not because the Gemara tells you, like, do this and you'll have Anava. It's because the experience of Talmud Torah is mainly the Maisa, turns you into the kind of person who does all good things because it turns you into a holy person. Says Rav Lichtenstein, Talmud Torah is inherently more important. Of course, Talmud Torah, if a mitzvah pati for mitzvos, koshkein Talmud Torah pati for mitzvos. Says Rav Lichtenstein, no. Fundamentally, Talmud Torah poter min ha-mitzvah. Because it is more important. So why do you have to interrupt to do a mitzvah that no one else can do? He says, but there's a tanai in Talmud Torah based on the Yerushalmi in 14. There's one problem. Rav Lechtzi was very concerned about this problem. What's the difference between Talmud Torah and academic Jewish studies? Right? Now, there are people of very different opinions than Rav Lechtzi. Rav Lechtzi's opinion was that never the twain shall meet, that there were two totally different things. Even if two guys are sitting over Daf Gemara, and one is doing Talmud Torah, one is just doing academic Jewish studies, they're not doing the same thing at all. One person is doing an experience of connecting to Hashem, and the other person is doing an intellectual exercise. Is broadening himself intellectually. Says, what's the difference? So says Rav Lechtzi, one of the hallmarks of the difference is Lilmod al Menas La'asos. If you're learning Torah comes with the Kabbalah of Malach HaShemayim that you're going to do what it says in the Torah, then your learning is an encounter with Hashem. And for Rav Lechtzi particularly, I remember him saying this not only once or twice, that he says, we relate to Hashem in many ways. He's our father, he's our king, all the things it says in the Siddur and the Medrash, etc. Says, but most importantly, he's our commander. He's our mitzvah. Sher kedishan mitzvot v'tzivanu. Learning Torah is only called learning Torah if you're learning and connecting with Hashem who is mitzvah the Torah, which means it has to be almanas lasos. If you're learning and not doing, then you might be a very good professor of Jewish studies. Personally, you might be a professor of Jewish studies who happens to be a professor who's doing Talmud Torah in his own heart. I'm just using the examples. I don't mean to say everyone who's a professor of Jewish studies is not doing Talmud Torah. I just mean to say they might not be doing Talmud Torah unless they work very hard in their heart to preserve the yeshiva in their heart in the midst of wherever they are. he says, there's a tenai in Torah. The tenai is that Torah has to be amanas lasos, because if not, then it's not Torah anymore. Then it's Jewish studies. Then you're a professor, not a Talmud Chacham. Says it's a tenai in Torah. Says Rav Lichtenstein, you know why you interrupt for a mitzvah she'efshel li'acherim? Because it's a tenai in Torah that Torah is only lilmod almanas lasos, and if you violate a mitzvah, legamre, you don't do a mitzvah, then your Torah is not Torah. Really, that's the chat. This is the brisker chat. Really, osip Torah is pater for mitzvos. You know why you interrupt to shake a lulav? Really, osip Torah is pater for shaking a lulav. But you have to shake a lulav, because if you neglect to shake a lulav, then it would be glowing milk, so that your Torah is not almanas lasos, so it wouldn't be Torah anymore. It would be Jewish studies, and Jewish studies not pater you from anything. Right? That's what Lichtenstein's big chiddush, the brisker chiddush, right? Because it's saying that what it looks like is not really what's going on beneath the surface. It looks like Torah doesn't pater you from mitzvos. Torah paters you from all mitzvos, as the Rambam says. Kol shekein Torah paters you from mitzvos. It's just that if you don't shake a lulav, then you're a shekets. And if you're a shekets, not almanas lasos. If it's not almanas lasos, then it's not Torah anymore. It's just a tenai in the Torah. He has about 8 rayos for this. You can see in the Sefer Minchas Avim. I'll just tie it back to this. What does he say based on this? Says the Rav Lichtenstein, to answer the Rambam, he says, really, Talmud Torah is poter mikol ha-mitzvos. B'tenai, shahatalmud, who almanas lasos. And he says, since in the case of Puravu, you're going to have kids later, even though you're chayv to have kids now, but since you're going to have them later, it's still almanas lasos. After all, if you're going to do the mitzvah at some point, then that's still called almanas lasos, because I'm still planning to do the mitzvah later. That's what says yisacher. Right? He says almanas lasos, but, and, as long as I plan to do Pru Urvu later, I am learning Almanas Lasos. Because whether I'm going to do it now or later, I might be chayef to do it now. But as long as I'm planning to do it later, it's still Almanas Lasos. Right? All else being equal, I'd be chayef to do it now. If I wasn't busy, I'd be chayef to do it now. But as long as I plan to do it sometime, it's Almanas Lasos. And that's how he explains the Rambam, that really Osik the Torah is Pater Min HaMitzvos, because Torah is more sublime and important. Just the Tanai, there's real Torah, which means Almanas Lasos.
And therefore, if I would say, I'm not blowing shofar this Rosh Hashanah, my Torah turns into the law of Manas Lassos. If I were to say, I'm the only one who can save some poor person, I'm not going to, then my Torah is not on Manas Lassos. If I say, I'm not going to shake a lulav, my Torah is not on Manas Lassos. But if I say, I'm not going to do it now, but I'm going to do it later, my Torah is still on Manas Lassos. I'm going to do it. It's still on Manas Lassos. I'm just busy now. I'm preoccupied now. And that's why he takes the Rambam Kipshuto that really Osik Mitzvah, he takes this as the Iker and reinterprets this, really Osik the Torah's Potom and Mitzvos. There's just that Tanai, it has to be Omanas Lassos. And the only reason we interrupt is not because shaking a lulav is more important than Torah. It's because Torah is more important. But it has to be Torah of commandedness in order to be a Halo Shem Torah. This, by the way, we don't have time now, I've already gone over, but this is the theme throughout many Rav Lichtenstein's Hashkafic writings, when he talks about balancing Torah and things, it's not just balancing Torah. It's that sometimes, that Torah, Rav Lichtenstein just end with 2 points. Number one, Rav Lichtenstein was one of the most intellectual people I ever met, right? Everything intellectual, Talmud Torah is the Iker. Many people mistakenly think based on that, that he was not a passionate person, that he was not a spiritual person, that he was not an emotional person, that he was a cold person. No, this is exactly, you can be intellectual without being cold. Intellectually, Talmud Torah is everything. But if your Talmud Torah is not an encounter with the Ribbono Shel Olam, then it's not even Talmud Torah to start with. As one of my Rebbeim pointed out, once said, Rav Lichtenstein is the most passionate person I ever met, but the most quietly passionate. And that's the point. In Talmud Torah is all the passion, and Talmud Torah is the most important. But without the passion, it's not even Talmud Torah. Okay, one could tie this into many other things as well, but I will not now. May Rav Lichtenstein's neshama have an aliyah, and I hope that he receives nachas from the learning of all his talmidim and talmidim who try to follow in his derech the best as we can and prioritize and excel at learning Torah. But realize that real learning Torah means a passionate encounter with the Ribbono Shel Olam is not an intellectual exercise, but it's a spiritual exercise. And once you have a spiritual Talmud Torah, that is the deepest thing in the world.